Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week, the Michigan legislature sent to the governor a bill that is being touted as addressing the nearly $18 billion in unfunded county and city government liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. Unfortunately, this legislation doesn't really accomplish this goal, as I predicted would happen on this station in my commentary 10 months ago. The bill pretty much follows the recommendation of the committee appointed by Governor Snyder early this year to address this massive financial hole. In mid-February, I pointed out that the committee's composition did not include any representation from the businesses and taxpayers who would be responsible for funding any solutions. I said, quote, "Without such committee members among those appointed last week by Governor Snyder, I am doubtful that realistic solutions will be forthcoming," unquote. This failure is exactly what has happened. Experts on underfunded liabilities treat any program less than 70% funded as one that will never be able to meet its obligations. As included in the bill, the governor's committee set the threshold before taking any action all the way down to only 40% funded for retiree health care benefits and just 60% funding for pensions. What this means is that the state will not take any actions until it is too little and too late. The next problem is that the actions that state government would take would not necessarily lead to any solutions to the underfunding. Instead, a municipal stability board would be appointed with the governor's approval, a committee that would again specifically exclude any representation from businesses or taxpayers that would be responsible for paying any bailouts. Once more, this guarantees continued failure in actually addressing the problems of government unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. As I warned you last Friday, government employees and retirees are going to be forced to settle for receiving far lower benefits than promised. The funds to fully pay for promised benefits just do not exist and will never exist. I wish I had better news. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.